here's a story from The World.
The Inter-American Development Bank is not that well known here in the U.S. Not the case in Latin America. The bank helps finance everything from schools to highways to cattle ranches all over the Americas. And it's looking for a new leader. As The World's Jorge Valencia reports from Mexico City, an election for that position scheduled for this weekend has become highly controversial.
This is a bank that does work in so many areas, it's hard to keep track. It's financing the expansion of the metro system in the capital of Peru. It's financing training for high-skilled workers in Jamaica. And here in this video, Inter-American Development Bank President Luis Alberto Moreno is encouraging government leaders to take better care of their country's water supply.
It is for this reason that we've created HydroBid.
Moreno says the bank developed this tool for governments across the Americas to estimate how the supply of water in their cities changes as the cities grow.
So by using HydroBid, countries can take measures today to ensure the water supply of tomorrow.
It's the type of work to improve lives that fits videos with inspirational sounding music.
President Eisenhower, for more than 60 years, the Inter-American Development Bank has been supportive of economies in Latin America, and they've really done quite a good job.
Carla Hills was the trade representative for the United States during the first Bush administration. She now helps American businesses abroad.
And we try to solve their international economic and trade problems.
This week, the 47 member countries of the Inter-American Development Bank are scheduled to vote for a new bank president. And many countries' representatives are alarmed by a nominee brought forward by the Trump administration. Hills explains it's not because it's a Trump nominee, but because it is a U.S. citizen.
The leader has traditionally, really by an unwritten contract, been a person from Latin America.
In fact, the bank's four previous presidents were from Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Uruguay. It's an informal rule to balance out power because the bank primarily serves Latin America, but is headquartered in Washington, and its largest shareholder is the United States. Similarly, the World Bank has always been led by an American and the International Monetary Fund by a European. Almost always, by the way, by a man.
We don't want to be telling other countries what they need to do. We want to sit down with them and talk about what we all need and should do. It's just a better statement of diplomacy.
Hills isn't the only concerned observer. She co-signed an editorial published in newspapers from Argentina to Mexico to Canada, along with other former diplomats, including former Secretary of State George Shultz. Previous bank elections, for the most part, were inside baseball. But this one is a big deal because many believe Trump's candidate would politicize an institution that approves more than $13 billion in loans every year across the continent. Mark Feierstein was an advisor on Western Hemispheric Affairs to President Barack Obama.
Well, it would have been more routine if they had chosen a Latin American nominee who was qualified.
The nominee is Mauricio Claver Caron. He's a former lobbyist best known for opposing any U.S. reconciliation with Cuba. He currently advises President Trump on Western Hemispheric Affairs. In other words, Feierstein's old job with the Obama White House.
Well, I had my old job, and I'm not qualified to run the bank. I mean, look, if you look at the previous people who've led the bank, they've been prominent economists, prominent ministers in their government, people of real weight, but also pragmatists.
The other two candidates are former Costa Rica president Laura Chinchilla and former bank employee and current advisor to Argentina's president Gustavo Belis. Now, this isn't the first time the Trump administration nominates Mauricio Claver Caron for a job at the Inter-American Development Bank. They nominated him twice for vice president, and he was both times rejected by the current president, though it's unclear why.
That you will have to ask him, because I cannot speculate of why, but this is the part that it's creating, according to me, all this situation.
Jacques Rogosinski is a Mexican economist and a former senior staffer at the bank. The position of vice president has usually gone to someone nominated by the U.S. So Rogosinski says perhaps the Trump administration is nominating Claver Caron for president because he was turned down for vice president.
So my take on this is basically it was seen by the U.S. government like breaking an unwritten rule. And so if one rule was broken, why not two?
Some member states want to postpone the bank's vote until after the U.S.'s November election. But at least as of last week, the Trump administration appears to have almost enough support to get its nominee voted in. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.
From PRX.